Sisters, perhaps this may be the beginning of the most important series of talks and Friday sermons that I will be delivering in this community, inshallah ta'ala. I'm hoping that it will have an impact on me first and foremost, and then that it will benefit as many of you as those who are willing to, inshallah ta'ala, listen with their hearts and lend me their ears and take whatever I'm going to say as a source of motivation, but at the same time also it's going to be a hujjah, an evidence against myself first and everyone else. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. And I ask Allah azza wa jal not to make me of those who preach what they do not practice. And I seek refuge in Allah azza wa jal from the weaknesses and from the shortcomings and from the evil within my soul. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, and Allah azza wa jal invites us in the Quran subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they provide us with numerous principles that support our own personal growth and mental well-being to help us achieve spiritual maturity. That's what Allah Azza wa Jal wants for us. Allah Azza wa Jal brought us to this life to allow us and to give us the opportunity to grow and mature and become the best version of ourselves, so that we would qualify to have a place for ourselves and for those who we positively impact in Jannah. Allah didn't bring us here to get too comfortable and settle and be okay with the way we are. Allah did not bring us to this life to just simply be whatever we are or whatever we are not or whatever anyone else wants us to be and get comfortable with it and live a life of no dreams and ambitions and actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be the best we can be in this life so that we would qualify for something even greater and better in the hereafter. So therefore, it is essential that we really go into this introspective journey of self-discovery and ask ourselves some of these tough questions that as human beings, we don't like to be asked or to ask ourselves. We may be willing to ask other people. We may be willing to scrutinize other people. We're all good critics. We can identify what is wrong with everything around us, except the most essential, the most important part of this existence, which is you. You. For you, the most important is you. You're your own greatest asset. Our focus should be, how do I get myself out of this world to where I want to be or to where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to be with the least amount of damage, with the least amount of losses? And how? How can I live a life worth living? Because in dunya, the only life that is worth living is a life that qualifies you for the eternal life. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيْوَانُ وَلَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran tells us that akhirah is the real life. And that is why when people, wise people in the past, they were told, they were asked about, when are you going to retire? When are you going to settle? When are you going to get comfortable? When are you going to have peace? Most of them, they will give answers such as, when both of my feet make it into Jannah. When I land in Jannah. When I received my book, when I received my book with my right hand on the Day of Judgment. Things like that. So what does it take for us to really achieve spiritual maturity and grow? Because if we're not growing, then we're dying. If we're not growing, we're dying. And if we're not gaining, we're losing. You cannot maintain the status quo. You cannot keep things the way they are The only thing that is permanent, the only thing that doesn't stop is change. There is change. And that change is either regression and loss or it's you're gaining. But you're not going to be the same. You're not the same person you were yesterday. You're not the same person you were an hour ago. So how can we offset this loss that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the surah that we discussed a couple of months ago? Surah Al-Asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. How can we ensure that we are growing and that we're gaining and that we're progressing so that we would achieve spiritual maturity? There are 10 steps, each one of which is worthy of us, inshallah ta'ala, dedicating a full khutbah to. So I'm going to go, inshallah ta'ala, quickly through them, inshallah, and then dedicate a khutbah for each one of them. The first and the four, and the most important, and again, you know, you may not agree with me, there may be other formulas, or there may be other methods, or there may be a different order, but the first important part is you, knowing you, self-awareness. Self-awareness. Because if you don't know yourself, if you don't know who you are, what your weaknesses are, what your potentials are, what your strengths are, you're not going to be able to really even, you're not going to even be able to see what may be wrong in your life. You're not going to be able to fix anything. And Allah Azza wa Jalla invites us to get to know ourselves. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us to be self-aware. The very concept that we keep talking about or mentioning or alluding to or, you know, of taqwa, that's what it revolves around self-awareness. Taqwa. Yahya ibn Mu'adh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Razi, rahimahullah, very wise man. He has a statement that many people thought it was prophetic. They thought, that, I mean, most of his statements are very prophetic, subhanAllah, in nature. But it's a man that Allah Azza wa Jal gave wisdom. Has these very profound set of advices and words of wisdom. And one in particular, many people thought it was hadith. So sometimes people may quote it as a hadith, but it's actually not a hadith. It cannot be traced back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And sometimes some people may have a problem understanding what he exactly meant. So one of the things, one of those profound statements he made was, مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ نَفْسَهُ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ رَبَّهُ أَوْ مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. It's actually related. There are two versions of it. One version says that whosoever knows himself knows Allah or knows his creator. A different way sometimes people may state that statement is whoever doesn't know himself doesn't know Allah. And some people found this statement to be very problematic. It's like, what is he talking about? Who said this? This cannot be a hadith. Actually, it's not a hadith, but it's a very deep, profound statement. Because if you know who you are, and there are scholars that actually spent some time trying to explain what he meant. If you know who you are, if you know who made you, if you know how sophisticated you are, if you know how special you are, if you also know how limited you are and how vulnerable you are, if you know your true nature, if you know yourself and your true nature, you're going to know who created you and who made you. It will humble you, but it will also inspire you. Allah Azza wa Jalla invites us to actually do that in the Quran. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you reflect on how you were created, how you were made? And Allah is not only talking about the flesh, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also talking about the most essential part of your being, your true essence, your ruh, who you are, that thing that actually defines you. How well do you know it? How well do you know yourself? So he says that if you really want to know your Lord, you want to know Allah, you want to know your purpose in life, you want to know what you're supposed to do and whether you're doing it or not, you need to get to know yourself. Allah warns us in the Quran not to be like those who forget themselves and Allah Azza wa Jal forgets them, right? Sorry, they forget Allah, and they Allah Azza wa Jalla makes them forget who they are. So it's all tied together. So the scholars say, when Allah tells us, do not forget Allah, lest you forget yourself or who you are, He's also saying, if you forget who you are, you're going to forget Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam teaches us in his own example to be aware, to be self-aware. And we will talk, I promise you, we will talk about the importance of self-awareness, what it actually means, the significance of it, and how self-awareness, actually, there are studies that show that most people are not self-aware. And those who are self-aware, they're not fully self-aware. Most people, they're not self-aware. But those who think that they're self-aware, 80% of them are not, they don't even know themselves. And then on the other hand, you have that minority, that small group of that about 15% of people who are self-aware, who think that they're self-aware, that are truly self-aware. But every single one of them reports breakthroughs and successes and a level of happiness that is beyond the ordinary people, even in this life. Now, out of those people, I will contend, I will say that out of those people who are self-aware, only a small minority know their true purpose. Very small minority know their true purpose, and they're serving that purpose. But the first step to get to really to grow is to be self-aware, to know where you are in life, what you're capable of. Number two, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us that we must learn, seek knowledge. And we learn through experience, we learn through actually being taught. لكن العلم والتعلم. We have to. Every day. If you stop learning, if we stop learning, if we stop seeking knowledge, if we stop acquiring more information and skills and talents, then we are actually failing in one of the basic obligations upon each and every single believing man and believing woman. So there has to be, like, when someone asks you, you have to be able, well, not someone, you ask yourself, because we're talking about self-awareness, you ask yourself, when was the last time I learned something new about my deen, especially your deen? When was the last time I learned a new ayah, or what it means? When was the last time I gained a piece of information that is beneficial, that is going to help me become a better person? So education and learning is very important. Continuous education. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that it is the work of the believer to seek knowledge. Scholars say that you must, there is no point at which you say, well, khalas, I'm done. I know everything that there is to be known, and I'm done. As a matter of fact, when a person reaches that level, then they're ready to leave this world. Khalas, you're done. You're done. We're here to learn. The Prophet ﷺ teaches us to even start, begin our day. The scholars, subhanAllah, not too long ago, one of the scholars, you know the hadith that I usually mention, or we talk every now and then, we bring it up after Fajr, the Fajr crowd. You know what I'm talking about. The hadith, what is the first dua that you're supposed to say, that is recommended to say after you finish praying Fajr? You say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The Prophet teaches us to pray for three things. Allahumma inni as'aluka, what's the first thing? Allahumma inni as'aluka, ilman nafi'a, the first thing. And they said that ilm is what leads to the other two. Because if you don't know ilm, if you don't have knowledge, if you don't know the how to, you won't be able to seek rizq. You won't be able to gain any good deed. You won't be able to grow. You have to know. If you want work, you have to know. If you want to succeed in anything in life, in anything that you're doing, you have to know. Learn. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. So that has to be a lifelong commitment. a lifelong commitment. You know, it's. Let me just stop here before I get myself in trouble. We understand. This is the second step, learning and education. Number three, and not to be confused with self-awareness, there is something called mindfulness and presence. To be present. This is different. Self-awareness is you knowing yourself. Mindfulness and presence means knowing your surrounding. Knowing your surrounding, knowing the external factors that impact you and being aware of them. Sometimes that may require, if you're self-aware and at the same time you're aware of your surrounding, that may require you distancing from some of these factors that you may not be ready to deal with. But that is going to only happen if you're self-aware and at the same time you're aware of the internal factors. You're aware of what may actually be suitable for you, may not be suitable for you. What is going to bring the best out of you, what may actually trigger you. Number four. And number four is something that these three elements are going to lead you to as well. But they are something that you need to hold on to and appreciate. And Islam teaches us to be committed to this, to number four. And I know I'm hyping it up, but it's not something to be taken for granted because a lot of people do that. And when we lose appreciation for it, we ruin it. And that is healthy relationships. Allah tells us about taqwa. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Reminds us of the relationships that we have. We're social beings. You don't live in a vacuum. You don't live by yourself. People who say, I am happy with who I am, and I'm okay, I can be by myself. I don't need anyone. Ya akhi, you might as well just die. Move on. Go. If you have nothing that you can offer someone, and you have no need, you do not need anyone, then you might as well die. One of the scholars heard someone saying, oh Allah, make me self-sufficient so that I don't need anyone except you. He said, woe to you, man. You just asked Allah, you just prayed for death. Die. If you don't need anyone, then die. Go on. Be with Allah. By default, we are social beings with deficiencies. We need someone. Adam alayhi salam was by himself. In Jannah, he had it all to himself. No one nagging him. No one demanding anything from him. No one actually, nothing. No one asking him questions or of his nature, of his type. فَاسْتَوْحَشْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what he created. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ فَاسْتَوْحَشْ. The Prophet tells us that Adam felt lonely, a feeling that only someone that feels it knows what it's like. A feeling that doesn't even have an opposite. فَاسْتَوْحَشْ. So Allah created Eve for him, Hawa, to complement him. لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا. So we need healthy relationships. We need support system. We need to learn how to maintain it, how to appreciate it, how to strengthen it, how to protect it and preserve it, because it's something not to be taken for granted. And whatever it takes to do that, such as communication skills. Number five, we need to have goals and objectives, specific purpose, clear objectives. Because objectives or goals, specific goals and dreams, they're the ones that keep you getting, you know, that keep you going. And they're the ones that are going to help you be resilient. Because you have a goal, you have a destination. Last night, I kind of mentioned, was it last night or this morning? Sometimes. Last night we talked about visions and dreams. Where is it that you want to be? Allah tells us some stories that began with a vision, with a dream. Such as Yusuf alayhi salam. What's your ultimate goal? What is it that you want to achieve? Number six, ibadah. You ask some experts, they will tell you meditation and spiritual practices and ibadah. It's called ibadah. It's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for. And someone might say, well, if that's what Allah Azza wa Jalla created us for, why are you mentioning it now? Why didn't you mention it as number one? Because it takes all of that to really be able to taste ibadah, live ibadah, achieve what ibadah was meant for. But ibadah is something very essential. We need it. We need it to grow. We need the five daily prayers. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ. It's by design. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that one salah is sufficient for you, He would have just told you to pray one salah or pray as many salahs as you want. It's up to you. No, He said five. Each and every single one of us at least needs five. And the Prophet says, if you want to grow even better and more, if you want to be a better person, then you need to enhance or increase your ibadah and pray your sunnah and other things. Number seven, we need to maintain our physical well-being and our health and our fitness and make lifestyle choices that are suitable for that. And obviously, we have a lot of experts here that can talk to us about how important that is. And number eight is attitude, positivity, gratitude. And number nine is discovering the power that we have as human beings, as individuals, and especially as a believer. There's quwwah in you. There's a strength in you that Allah every now and then makes you see, gets you a taste of it, makes you see a small portion of it. Many of us do not realize how many individuals, most people don't realize how strong, how resilient, how powerful they are. Allah Azza wa Jal made them. It's from Allah. The things that we go through or we're capable of going through. But again, you may be strong, but if you're not mentally, if you're not self-aware, you don't realize that strength. Number 10 is service to others. Being part of a community. Service to others. Serving people. Serving the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each and every single one of these is very important for our own personal growth and success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and I the success of this life and the hereafter. أقول هذا قول أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, this morning and yesterday and the day before and the day before, I and many people around the world learn about individuals that are as old or younger than themselves, that either suddenly or gradually departed this world. And whenever someone is gone, everyone, especially those who are close to them, they reflect on what was that individual's life all about? What's the legacy that that person left behind? Who that person really was? Nobody remembers, for the most part, nobody really puts a lot of value on what that person used to dress like, or what brand they were wearing, or what kind of vehicle they were driving. Unless that is the only thing that defined their life. Because if that's the only thing that defined that individual's life, wallahi, musibah. It's really sad. If the only thing that that person is known for is for their rides, or for the type of shoes they used to put on, or watches they used to have on their wrists, then it's musibah. It's really, if that individual's life is reduced to that, it's really sad. So it's usually what that person was like in terms of their the quality of that individual's character. And we have to think about that always. What are we going to be remembered for? Not for the sake of people, but because antum shuhada'ullah fil ard. Because people are going to come and they are going to testify. They're going to say, this person was forgiving. This person was kind. This person was good-hearted. I have never No one has ever complained about this individual. This person has never hurt anyone. Or the other way around. Or the opposite. وَلَيَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ So I urge you and myself, do not wrong anyone intentionally. And ask people for forgiveness if you have wronged them unintentionally. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rid us of any injustice or wrongdoing. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min an nadhlima aw nudhlam aw najhala aw yujhal alayna. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim. تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كل أهل غزة عونا ونصيرا اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا اللهم اخذ أعداءهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم عليك بالصهاينة المعتدين اللهم اجعل بأسهم بينهم ومزقهم كل ممزق اللهم أبطل كيدهم واجعل الدائرة عليهم يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله
أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you're waiting for announcements, Brother Samir is not here. Please make dua for him. The only announcement we have is that our director, our executive director, Brother Samir Mansour, may Allah bless him, got married. Inshallah ta'ala, barakallahu lahu wa baraka alayhi wa jama'a baynahu wa bayna ahlihi fi khair. Please remember him in your dua and remember him with a gift, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.